girls, pets and creatures of every make and model, fans of entertainment, shenanigans alike. Welcome back to Legends Podcast. I'm Beef.
I'm Wing.
I'm John a Lobster. After eviscerating Valentine's Day box office records, the Merc with a Mouth is at it again, this time setting his sights on summer movie season. Deadpool 2, which adds Josh Brolin's Cable and a fanny pack full of fresh faces, hopes to rewrite history with a super duper epping team movie. Will the one-time Green Lantern Ryan Reynolds be able to build a marketable franchise around an R rating up against the Marvel Cinematic Universe and Star Wars? If not, we hear that X-Force is hiring. I am fresh out of the movie, you guys. I literally got home 20 minutes ago from seeing it for the first time.
Came in hot.
Here we are, yeah.
How was traffic?
Traffic was fine getting home. It was not great getting there, but we managed.
Okay, so I guess screw it. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, let's start there.
Highlights
Deadpool
from your
dies.
Head. Yeah, highlights
Twice.
From your head. So, what? Oh my God, the baby legs.
Yes, I would say, I was asking my wife on the way home, I was like, what were your favorite jokes? Some of them I'll talk about in a bit, but the one I said was like, definitely going full Winnie the Pooh.
Oh my God. Yeah. Are you standing there with a long shirt and your penis or whatever he kept saying?
Your cock shirt net, shirt cocking it.
Yeah, shirt cocking it. And then he does the basic instinct leg
yes.
cross, and you're like,
he's doing
my
his
God.
Basic instinct.
Oh, my yeah. God.
I think my other favorite was Black Tom Cassidy.
He's so racist. Okay.
I'm not racist.
I don't remember his name. I just know he was African American. Does anyone know who Black Tom Cassidy is from the comics?
No idea.
Are you serious?
Is he someone?
He is someone from the comics. He's a notable supervillain. He's also the brother of Sean Cassidy, the Banshee, and his power is to control plants.
And Juggernaut was voiced by Ryan Reynolds.
Yes, and Juggernaut is also one of in the comics one of Black Tom's buddies. So about 2 weeks ago, there was some speculation online and a pretty convincing video that laid out that Juggernaut was going to be in Deadpool 2, but it wasn't in any of the marketing and it wasn't confirmed. So I didn't share it in our news section. And I believe I mentioned at the time, I saw a spoilery thing, but I didn't share it just in case it turned out to be true. This was the Juggernaut bitch.
Oh my God, let's not remind us that line.
But let's face it, they actually shot 2 days of stuff for Paparazzi and the trailer so that yes. we could have like X-Force fight.
You see Shatterstar
in action.
With his swords.
When they first introduced in the trailer some of the X-Force characters, one of whom was played by Brad Pitt, not in the trailer, but in the actual film. Yeah, The Vanisher. I was like, I don't actually think these are really people that are going to be in this movie, because one, no one's ever heard of Bedlam, although it was a good cameo to get Terry Crews.
Yep.
But Shatterstar is actually a character that's hung around in the comics for a long time.
Sean was all excited about Shay. He's like, oh, we're gonna get to see Shatterstar. That's gonna be so great.
I enjoy Shatterstar from the comics, but he does fight with two weird swords.
Okay.
Yeah, two double bladed swords, or one double bladed sword and one single sword, but it's cool. And his name is Shatterstar, and he wears that thing on his head.
Can I ask a dumb question now?
Sure.
While watching this movie, I thoroughly enjoyed it, right? But there's maybe 15 or 20 minutes somewhere around end of the first act, beginning of the second, where it slows down. It's still a great movie, but it feels like, okay, we've seen this, we've done it. But everything after that final like crescendo or peak where it just starts to go downhill a little bit after halfway point is all, it makes up for any bit of slowness before that.
Agreed. But they have to bring the movie down somewhere so that you can invest it a little bit in his story.
They kill her right away.
Yeah, exactly.
They fridge the girl. The first movie is all about getting the girl back.
Right.
And I love that this one, like, it just kills her right at the beginning. Well, I don't love that it kills her, because I think that's a cheap as the movie reminds us, it's lazy writing to give him a motivation.
I like their
what back in the end. So
I like exactly.
Their what you call it is like the opening credits, like last time or whatever. This time they're like, oh my god, did they do that? You're kidding,
Bond,
right? Are they really doing
the opening
it?
With Celine Dion?
Yes, Celine Dion. We're so proud of her. I don't know if you've seen the
oh
video
my god. At the very end, I'm sorry, Canada.
Yes.
Or you're welcome, Canada, where he kills himself.
Yep.
It is great. And I love the Bond opening. I love the visuals of it. Again, we've seen in the poster the bullets kind of raining down on him. I thought that was great. But it's a solid opening. And this movie is directed by one of the guys who killed John Wick's dog.
Oh, I love the new credit because I was expecting them to redo the same thing they did last time. They kind of did, but they did not at the same time. They did
half of it was about her. Did they do that?
Oh my god, did they really kill her?
Did they really kill her? They couldn't have done that.
Produced by what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was great.
Dopinder, badass.
I love Dopinder. I love that this movie, it brings back what works. It brings back Colossus, Negasonic,
the squeezing of his ass that they finally show. I saw someone on IO9 or whatnot put this on there, but there's like an actual lesbian couple on screen in a movie for 2 minutes, right? Hayukido.
Bye, Yukio.
and she's Negasonic Teenage Warhead is just pissed off that they're actually friends. But they do it. Yep. They put it on screen. They don't flaunt it. They're not even in the movie at all, really. I don't think they do shit.
They're just the right
place. She uses
her
powers once. Yukio uses her powers once, and then they fix the time slide device.
True.
It's
okay,
funny. When the X-Men comes in, it always fixes everything.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And the X-Men are in it. They're just hiding.
I wish we had it more. Like, I wish they would have, after they closed the door... Because as soon as they closed the door in the hallway, I was like, who the fuck? Who was all there? I wish they would have cut.
I went twice.
They would have cut in the room, though, and given us like 2 seconds in there.
Beast, Cyclops.
Jean Grey. Not Patrick Stewart.
Which Jean Grey? Hold on. Which Jean Grey?
Young Jean Grey. Young Storm. Young Cyclops.
It's everyone that's filming Dark
Phoenix Canada right now.
Okay,
so that's why you have the big Quebec thing at the end. Just because of that shot.
I like it.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, we had to go twice. After the first time, we were like, okay, this is too
a lot of fun.
Funny. Yeah. Yeah, this get me twice.
So, obviously, there's the pump the hate breaks Thanos line, but it's in a different spot.
Yeah, they
separate
it.
There's a lot of stuff from the trailer that ends up in the movie, a lot of stuff that's not in the movie. There are a lot of times where Deadpool's chin is moving, but it's not lining up quite with his lines.
Oh, yeah, they switched lines.
That makes me think there are a ton of alternate takes.
I was listening to an interview with the director, and he was like, we are blessed by the fact that he has a mask. We were re-recording lines 3 weeks before the end of the...
They reshot how many times? Like, I went for that one kind of screener thing. Apparently, they reshot lines at the bunch of lines and scenes for this.
So, you did see a preview of Deadpool?
No,
did you
not this one. Not this one. Okay. A different something. But we'll talk about that when that something comes out.
But still, this...
I don't mind that they reshot it for comic effect or whatnot. It worked. I don't know. Everything was so crisp. They're saying that the release on DVD, the director's cut, is going to be 12 to 14 minutes longer. That's how much shit they left, how many jokes they left on the floor.
Hey, this comes in at a tight 2 hours, and after Infinity War, I kind of appreciate that.
It was nice. What was Infinity War, 240?
Yeah, it's just actually, that's not true. It's... I would say two and a half minutes too long. I think
two and a half minutes too long. I think that they dragged that out on purpose, and I enjoyed it.
Which part?
The death scene. Yeah, the death scene. Yeah, the first time was like, a bit long. The second time,
did anyone think that there was a missed Black Panther joke when he was rolling around in the all black thing? Like, I thought there was one from the commercial.
Well, he does make the X Force, and he makes the X with his arms. But there's also a black and gray Deadpool suit.
That's what I meant.
Which I they love kind of the fact that they kind of have it.
Okay, so that was the nod, is what you're saying.
Because they start off, he's like duct taped his suit back together, but there is a black and gray Deadpool.
I loved that, the duct taped suit.
Yeah, me too. It's, you know, he keeps getting shot all the time, and the suit gets it a repair every time. So it's fun to see a little bit of wear and tear that actually has effect. You know,
all the shit that we saw in the trailer really actually mattered more, and it made so much more sense. It was a lot funnier, like all the stuff with Domino. You know, luck is not a superpower, yeah. And you just see like the big puffy panda and all the random shit. The guy goes to shoot at her, and his gun misfires, and I don't know. It worked. She worked so well.
I think perfect. Domino is a great character for cinema because you can show that luck power in really cool ways, and it works. So the Deadpool.
She's good with him too.
Oh yeah, absolutely. But the black and gray Deadpool suit is the Uncanny X-Force suit.
Yeah, it's amazing. Okay. The other thing is that they said that they added a lot of Domino, and you can see in some scene where I think they put her in CGI superimposed, but it works super well. Lots of scene with at the end of the accident when she drags that Deadpool away, or she sees the Juggernaut, and she's like, "Fuck this, I'm going away.
I need a bus to get these kids out."
That was awesome. Bam.
Yeah. Seriously, after that, seeing the chemistry between the three characters, understand Ryan Reynolds when he said, "I don't think we're going to do another Deadpool standalone movie now. He's kind of tied with these characters for a long time."
Yeah, I think that's fine. I think it's
good. So what are you talking? You're talking it'd be Cable, Deadpool, and Domino for starters?
For a bit, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be down with that.
Endo Pender.
But are they going to... Yes. Yeah.
Endo Pender.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So, Peter, what's your superpower? Nothing really. I just saw the ad and I applied. Oh, you're hired. And Dope Pinder's in the background. He throws whatever down. Fuck! Or son of a bitch or whatever he says. I almost lost my slushie right then.
Oh, yeah, that was...
Because he's fighting so long, like, please, I'll do whatever, Mr. Poole.
But they're trying to protect him in some ways, I would say. Yeah. They kind of like him and...
Well, they got to save him for the end when he squashes
the car, yeah.
When he finally becomes their Kristen Dunst.
Yeah, the headmaster of the Essex Academy, which again, right there is a big Mr. Sinister reference.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Nathaniel Essex raised Scott Summers. And experimented on mutants.
That's Mr. Sinister?
Yeah.
Yeah, and supposedly, isn't he someone who's just casting for him in the new Homecoming?
Yeah.
Or new Spider-Man.
You're thinking Mysterio.
Shit,
you're right. I'm bad. Yep. I'm sorry.
It's okay. We'll get
comics
there.
Comics aren't my forte. You're teaching me. Ruff.
Bad beef.
I don't know. Just the interplay between all of them worked so well. I didn't think it would because the last movie there was so few of them. Colossus showed up.
Yeah, this, I think, giving Deadpool more people to play off of. I think Josh Brolin as Cable. I don't know. Now it's kind of tied. I don't know. Cable or Thanos. Where do you guys fall on that?
I like this movie way, way better because I like the humor. It's more my style. So I go with Cable like in a second. Yeah, I think he got the timing with Ryan Reynolds, which can be difficult to get, and he got it perfectly. So,
and there's a lot, even though there's a lot, probably equally CGI, it's still him being ripped as opposed to him being, it's him being ripped at normal size with prosthetics and CGI as opposed to him being just a CGI blue dude with a Homer Simpson chin.
Yeah. And they don't explain the techno-organic
virus. Doesn't matter.
They don't really explain what his powers are, but you kind of get it.
That's the 14-minute that's coming back in the DVD.
You get
that's
what a they sense caught. Of what his powers are.
Yeah,
even they just got that a lot shield of is backstory badass.
Because it's useless. You don't need it. The movie doesn't need that backstory whatsoever.
He's a dude that's pissed off from the future, and then clearly you realize before he tells you that it's his wife and or it's his kid and or wife.
Yeah.
I mean, he's carrying around a fuzzy teddy bear or a fried teddy bear.
Yeah, they mix some of the Ope storyline in there.
Yeah.
Is that a Cable one?
Cable at one point is caring for a child who is both kind of like the descendant of the Summers line, Hope Summers, but also the future avatar for the Phoenix, or Vessel, I guess. And he has her little teddy bear that he carries around.
Who's Cable? Cable's someone, right?
Cable is Jean Grey's and Scott Summers' son.
Okay, well, so he's future.
Scott Summers and technically Madeline Pryor, who was the Goblin Queen, but in disguise as Jean Grey.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And he's also one, if not the most powerful telekinetic telepath mutant in the X universe.
Why don't they show that in this?
Because he's using all of his powers in this, in the comics as well. He's using all of his telepathic power to keep the techno-organic virus from consuming his body.
Okay.
So that's why it's just his arm and his shoulder, and he kind of has to keep it in check.
I got you. So he's basically focusing all his whatever
he has
juju.
To use guns and technology and stuff instead of his mutant abilities.
It's kind of parallel with Deadpool, that basically he looks like that because he's fighting cancer half the time. So
seeing Deadpool in the fucking Professor X chair.
Smells like Patrick Stewart in there.
Oh, the Cerebro helmet. It smells like Patrick Stewart in here.
God. So good. Like, all those jokes are too much. When he sneaks back to the apartment and he goes in the floorboard and gets a pile of coke and right next to the cure for blindness and then puts it under his face and just smacks it and poof, maximum effort or whatever he says and just goes off. I think the whole theater. Oh, and again, some asshole brought like an 8-year-old.
Yeah, it's, despite what he says, not a family movie. We had two Red Band trailers before Deadpool.
Oh, the Happy Time. What's the name?
I did put that in trailer.
What was the other one?
The Purge, maybe?
Or Hereditary?
No, I didn't have Hereditary. I had The Purge.
Wing, did you have any Red Band trailers?
I'll be totally honest, since I have reserved seating, I make sure I come in like 3 seconds before the movie starts.
Other trailer was for
Star Wars. That's
a comedy movie called something, 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 something.
Oh, yeah. Something, 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 something. Yeah.
It was. It looked good.
It was seriously called that? Don't do that.
Both time I saw Mission Impossible and Star Wars, I think. So there's nothing that I remembered.
I had Equalizer 2, which I thought was a good trailer.
Oh, dear God.
Okay. The trailer for the new Mission Impossible does make me want to see it more and more. With the music and shit in the background, they really have it cut well. The movie could be shit, but that trailer makes me want to see it.
Yeah, the last one was good. Same director, same writer, same thing. It looks good, let's say.
Any more standout
shit? Sorry to Bother You was the other Red Band trailer. So just so we're clear, that's four words, Sorry to Bother You. So something.
Yeah, God, just you're right.
To prove it, I was correct.
Science fiction fantasy in a dystopian not too distant future.
Yes,
Black telemarketer Cassius Green discovers a magical key to professional success and is propelled into a macabre universe.
It looked fun.
Okay, well, I can dig it.
Sure. Okay. Oh, we can go that way, but no.
Deadpool. Okay. Any more setup? Any more jokes? Any more story stuff from Deadpool?
Well, obviously, we get the Juggernaut, which I love the way that they did him in this as kind of a CGI character.
A big guy.
A very large man.
Not the small bowling ball we got. I'm the Juggernaut, bitch.
CGI fight.
He was a VLM in this,
my God.
And then there was a big fight.
CGI fight was so great when Juggernaut rips him in half.
Yep. I love that we saw the Juggernaut's ass, and then he got electrified in his ass.
Colossus got a tooth knocked out by the Juggernaut, and then what did he rip his thumb off and his pinky off or something?
I think he broke it.
Yeah, well,
he broke it.
Okay. Somebody called Colossus a commie, which I enjoyed.
Mother Russia, bitch. Didn't he say that?
That's how we do it in Mother Russia.
Yeah. Yep, yep.
Sorry I'm late. I was fighting with a broad guy who also found that his mother is called Martha.
Oh, I love that. Martha. I love that.
So many references to other...
I can't believe everybody in my theater caught that twice. I was like, wow, this has really became something that everybody knows about.
The Stan Lee cameo is his painting on the side of a building, which was a thing that happened. The Vanisher was Brad Pitt. There's
I love The Vanisher. That whole scene we didn't talk about enough, but the fact that it goes all Final Destination on them.
Oh, the whole X-Force team dies. Okay, so now did he save everybody?
Nope,
he saved just Peter. Peter.
Well, the goo that comes splattering out of Shatterstar when he hits that helicopter.
Well, he's alien, so he's got green blood.
Oh, but it's like it sticks on everything.
Did he transform into the alien goo as well?
I don't know. Zeitgeist barfs on Peter and melts his arm off.
Oh, that's so great. Zeitgeist spits acidic. I knew as soon as I saw everybody going down and Peter lived, I'm like, well, that dude's going to barf on him or spit on him. Something's going to happen.
I still love that. Wow.
And the only one who lives is Lucky.
Where is he? He's on top of you. He's getting in the back. He's inside you. Do you hear yourself?
Do you hear yourself? All right, double entendre. So good. What'd you guys think of the kid?
He's good. He's a good villain, actually. It's a fun twist on the Terminator thing.
Yeah.
And
except the guy they showed in the future was reference. Oh, that was great. The guy they showed in the future, though, he looked like black under the hood.
No, he's a Mexican as well, so yeah. That's why he's darker when he grows old, but that's it.
Yeah, racist.
I am, apparently. Yeah, you're racist. Apparently I'm a racist. I'm sorry. You know me. Captain Racism over here.
Yeah.
I like how he joked about, there's no plus-size superheroes.
Yeah.
Is the Blob?
Thank God the Blob wasn't in this.
Thank God, yeah. I think we corrected X-Men Origin Wolverine in this one. So
you
did,
and you corrected Last Stand Juggernaut, so, I mean, that's good. Don't meet your heroes.
I love disappoint the Wolverine
you.
Cameo.
What did you guys think of the we had two post-credit scenes, but obviously the one I think that stands out is fixing time.
There were so many people in my theater that, you can't stereotype, right? But people that I thought was no way they could be huge comic book fans, right? The majority of everybody was pissing themselves for that last correcting the timeline. Especially the joke about Canada, especially the joke where he kills himself as Deadpool version 1.0, great. But then when he kills himself after, he looks at the script and he says, we've made it to the big leagues, boy, or whatever.
Yeah.
And then he welcomes Canada or whatever he does. Apologizes. Yeah, he apologizes to Canada or whatever. So fucking great. Everybody in there was crying. And we all stayed way till the end like idiots because that was so good.
Have you seen the tweet that DC came up with after the movie?
How about give us our ring back?
Yeah, and he was like, well, no problem, but if it was a Nuva ring, we would not be in that mess at this point.
And the Nuva ring is under like $100-some million in lawsuits.
Is it the contraception thing? Oh, yeah, I didn't know that.
It is a contraception thing, and it's under fucking lawsuits.
Oh, God.
Big lawsuits, especially from that time.
That's funny.
So he hit him on double sides for that.
That is funny.
Oh, and Quicksilver was in the the scene in the room.
Wait,
Quicksilver?
Where?
Quicksilver.
When? Where?
Sorry, skipping around.
Where?
When they open the door and it's the X-Men in the room, Quicksilver.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Professor X, Beast, Quicksilver, Cyclops, Storm, and Nightcrawler.
Fuck. Yeah.
There you go.
Thank you.
Dubstep is for pussies.
I love dubstep. I like that they kept playing it too every time he got into a fight scene.
Yeah, that was a good joke.
Okay, I got three questions. Well, I don't even know what the first two were, but then he's like, is dubstep still a thing?
Is dubstep still a thing?
Is that the first one?
Yeah. What are the other two?
Wing, you saw him two times. What is it?
Yeah, help us out here.
I cannot remember all the jokes. That's
a lot of jokes. Literally, I just walked out of it, and as I was watching it, I was like, I need to remember this joke. I need to remember this joke.
Forget
another joke. Oh, my God. And then I just need to go back.
I need to ask you three things. Is dubstep still a thing?
What's the rest of this movie?
Yeah, if you're from the future. Oh, fuck. Well, yeah, whatever. So good.
Dubstep's for pussies.
No! And then it's... Wah, 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 wah,
wah, wah, wah. They go back to it.
Okay, say fuck for me. Fuck.
When he picks up his gun for the first time and Deadpool shoots Cable with it, he's got like the gun-rection.
Well, he takes it, he cranks it to 8. I mean, sure. I love the fact that they don't explain it, but he has the techno patty. So it's just like his gun just comes back to him all the time.
I like that.
Yeah, love that too.
There's a name for the computer that he has, and I can't remember it.
I don't remember what it is, but anyway, they got that character on a T. I just hope they're making lots more. I know Drew Goddard, of all people, which I'm really excited, is making the X-Force movie, and he's starting shooting like in 3 weeks, a month.
Well, I hope they throw an extra little bit of cash behind it because this obviously is doing well. It's not going to kill it for much longer. I just hope it keeps making some money when Solo comes out.
I think they know the mistake they've made is with the schedule. And
yeah.
We're like, oh, it didn't make as much as the last one. It's the second best R-rated opening after Deadpool.
Right.
It's not a letdown. Yeah, it's a little bit let down as fans because we want the new one to win all the time. But it's an $125 million domestic in the first weekend.
But like you said, they kind of shot themselves in the foot, and hopefully they know for next time, whether that's X-Force or Deadpool 17, that don't sandwich it. At least give yourself another week or two of a breathing room.
Who's that in August? This is a good start of August. Yeah,
this would have been a good... Guardians of the Galaxy.
Shit, or even September.
Suicide Squad. Yeah.
September, right when it's starting to get shitty again.
Yep.
The same place where It made a lot of money as an R-rated movie.
Yeah,
which I just saw, by the way.
Oh. I didn't, so relax.
Me neither.
I read the book, though, but...
But
have you guys
again,
seen
that? I think,
fuck. Okay,
I think the box office lessons that they'll learn will be instructive. And I think there was kind of the feeling that after this came out, after Deadpool 1 came out and it was R-rated, other studios started to look closer at doing R-rated films. But that's not necessarily a blanket cure for having a shitty script. So
no, and I think that's something studios starting to understand. And you know, you have two piles. You have the PG-13 pile, and you have the possible R pile, and they're two different type of license at this point. So what they chose to made R to now have been good choice. And I mean,
yeah,
Logan was great.
Oh,
I want that toy, by the way.
The carousel in
the
very beginning. Yeah, the carousel thing right in the very beginning where he's on the wood.
Yeah.
Well, I die in this movie too.
And he does. He does die.
Twice.
Does he, though? Does he really die? I don't think he dies.
I'll no, he does.
Be
he dead.
Dies. Go back, they have
he
to
dies,
go back in time.
And they have to go back in time and put the token in his pocket.
Oh, I guess there he does, yeah. God damn
solid
it.
Lead.
Solid
now,
quality
this,
lead.
I believe that this is a good film. Like I said, I want to see it again, but I think it holds up.
I can dig it.
I would solid recommend for me, having just seen it the once.
So should we rate Deadpool 2?
I think that's where we are.
I think that's what we're going to do.
Wing, for Deadpool 2, are you going legendary?
Kiss me like you miss me, Red.
Legend of its time.
My body is an instrument of death.
Cult legend.
Came from a guy that can't draw feet. Okay, how many of you got this joke? Beef?
Uh-uh.
Wing?
Yeah. right away.
Rob Liefeld. Can't draw feet. Fuck that guy.
Awesome.
Fuck Wolverine.
Entertaining.
Fuck it. Superhero landed. Coming up.
So great. We didn't talk about that. That was fucking... And then he like had to stretch his knees out when he stood back up.
So unpractical.
Maple.
Let's fuck some shit up is my middle name. I thought it was I'm the Juggernaut, bitch.
Forgettable.
No more talking lines for you.
Abysmal.
Isn't that a little derivative?
Spring Breakers, Highlander, D&D.
Green Lantern / X person origins Wolverine.
With a side of nostalgia, kilter pleasure, tingle, barf, tears.
With a side of just cleaning up the timeline.
I have to give this a solid awesome. This is doing the same trick twice. I think they did it as well as the first time. Maybe even better. I love this movie, but it's the legendary one is the first one. What you're losing in the second one is the surprise factor. Now what they're doing well is that I have expectation and they're fulfilling them. So this is a win-win. So it's a very, very, very solid awesome, and I'm really, really happy with this movie. We had so much fun. I think it's going to be quotable for years to come. I think everybody should go see it in theater. It was a great palate cleanser after Avengers Infinity War. So, yeah, awesome. Beef?
Holy shit, I hate agreeing with you like three times in a month. Fuck Wolverine. I'm going awesome.
Don't scratch me.
It's probably higher than that, but like everything Wing said, literally, this is the first one was the legendary one, and they made this one, and it feels right. It's not forced. Like I said, there's a bit of 10, 15, 20 minutes somewhere in the early middle that drags a bit, but everything after that is just a roller coaster ride of entertaining laughs and non-stoppable shit. So you get more of the same, and they make most of it fresh. So totally awesome with a side of just fixing the timeline. Lobster?
I'm going to put it in the solid awesome column. I think this is an awesome movie. It does what the first one does well, just as well, does a couple things a little better. The only thing that I wish they had shied away from is fridging Nessa. I don't think they needed to do that.
You thought it would have been permanent? You just hoped she'd have been dead?
No, I don't think they needed to kill her at all.
Oh, okay.
To give Deadpool some motivation to do that thing.
But it's again, like the bad moan of what they wrote. It's lazy writing, but it's the bad moan of what they wrote.
Yeah, it's lazy writing, but at the same time, we kind of did that in the first one. And part of what works with Deadpool is he's a character that has gotten shit on, but he can kind of be happy-go-lucky about it and move on. So I don't know if I needed the I'm just going to let the cancer kill me pity party. But at the same time, again, I see what they needed to do and add some depth to the script. So that holds it back, I think, from being a cult legend for me. Otherwise, it would definitely be up there. Again, I agree. Solid palate cleanser after Avengers Infinity War, especially since it involves time travel fixing a main character's death. And
oh my God, that's exactly what's going to happen in the next one. This is
I'm
a preview.
Saying, it does the post-credit sequence that fixes it. So, actually two main characters' deaths.
We didn't talk a lot about that prison scene, but when he falls on the table and just finds his powers back, that puppet that's like the head is on the floor and then
the folded body.
Oh my God, it looks so real that it hurts every time. It hurts
when he lands and his head is twisted around. It's good. It's great. And again, the legs growing back.
Domino's luck fighting all those guys when one is laying off. She knocks one off the bed and pins him down, and then the bookshelf falls on his head.
Yeah. Ugh. Again, very cinematic superpower.
Oh, solidly awesome. All right, last word on Deadpool, fellas.
I'm going to put that one in my prison wallet.
Pete! God,
are you peeing? You're making that face when you pee. Beef, what time be it?
News time.
Okay, so as we expected, Deadpool 2 takes number one at the box office, $125 million, gets over $300 million worldwide. Again, I don't think there are any surprises in this week's box office list. Again, I expect that Solo will come out on top next weekend. Do you guys have any prognostications that you want to make?
I'm at, based on what I've been looking at and buzz and all that, I'm predicting around 170 million. I'm hoping 190.
I'll be part of it. So,
go ahead. What do you say?
No, I meant like I'll be giving money. I don't know. I hope it does well. I hope it does.
Yeah.
I still want this to make a little more money, Deadpool, I mean, but yes. Solo's going to make cash. It's a Star Wars flick. People will see it until there's like six of them in a row that suck. You know what I mean?
But you see the difference also with Star Wars and like Deadpool last weekend? This weekend I'm bringing like my friend's 12 years old seeing Star Wars.
Yeah.
True. Yeah.
And from what I've heard about Solo, it's a Star Wars summer movie where I would say The Force Awakens, Rogue One, and I think probably especially the Rogue One and The Last Jedi have been more thought piece movies that don't end fully on an up note, and it seems like Solo will be a little bit more cheerful.
Well, you know, he's not gonna die. I mean,
yeah, I hear it's a classic like 80s three act structure adventure movie in space, which I'm like,
I think that's fine. I think that'll play well in the summer, and again, it's Memorial Day weekend, so it's a long weekend here in the States, so it's got 4 days to make a good chunk of change.
So that's where Deadpool made money. The long weekend was this weekend here.
I would say north of 150, but south of 200.
Okay, so you're like me. I'm like between 170 and 190. Come on, get in there a little bit with your 50 million gap.
Okay. Then wait, I'll say. Wait, you're saying 170, 190?
Yeah, 175, whatever.
You're saying 170, 190. Yeah, 175, I'll call that. And you're saying 150? Yeah.
No, I'll say 170.
Yeah, then I'll split the difference. I'll say 180.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, 170, 180, 190.
Mm-hmm. I think the flop alert will be, does Deadpool hold on in number two, or does Infinity War?
I thought it was book club. Okay.
Nobody cares honestly, about any of that.
Honestly, there is no way. Oh my god, I shouldn't say that. There shouldn't be any way that Deadpool drops that far.
Oh yeah, with Star Wars, it's gonna drop around 60-65%.
Yeah, but still, that's so okay. There's 125 million the first week. Let's say it drops 70%. That's still it's making 40 million, which hopefully is more than Infinity War. God damn it.
It's going to get to 175, 190. It's going to park itself there. But the thing is, like, look at the structure of last weekend. This was the best Thursday preview for an R-rated movie ever with 18.4 million on Thursday. And by Sunday, when we went back, half the seats were empty. And it was at 120. It was capping at 125. So I think people who had to see it went right away.
Yeah.
I think this is still going to get the bump, though.
So do you go back, if you've only seen Infinity War once and you've only seen Deadpool 2 once, you've got a long weekend off from work, after you see Star Wars, you want to go to the movies, what do you see again?
That's where it depends who you talk to. Of course, I'm not going to see the Avengers again, but you maybe.
Joke, it depends upon jokes. Or I went and saw it a second time, the Avengers, for this thing, but it depends what is the viewer that you're asking it to. Are they going to, because they love the Marvel shit and see where it's left hanging, or do they want to go back and try to absorb the jokes and the craziness?
There's that though, Beef, because imagine yourself, it's Sunday afternoon, you're not working on Monday, you're eating wings with friends, you're shooting the shit, you're 2-3 beers in, you might go see Deadpool and not Avengers.
Oh, for sure, yeah. I would definitely, if I take a bunch of people that really, especially people that don't, hold on, especially anyone that hasn't seen the last 19 or 18 Marvel flicks, this would be like, let's go catch a movie. I got something that's a, it's a superhero movie, but hold on, wait, he's an asshole.
With Deadpool, you have to have seen, I think, to get some of the jokes, you have to have seen some of the X-Men movies. You have to have seen X-Men Origins Wolverine.
You're right.
And presumably Green Lantern.
Oh, but God. Not to appreciate the overall movie, though. To appreciate it, anybody can.
I have never seen Green Lantern. Ever.
Okay.
But I get the jokes because everyone says it's the worst movie.
So I was thinking in August, maybe, we should do summer movie flops.
We did
that this year. And we remember what we said after 4 weeks of flops. We said,
well, we did
why?
Video game movie flops. We did January. I think it would be fun to like look at the most expensive blockbuster flops.
Waterworld,
John Carter.
Ugh. Oh, I tried to watch that twice and it hurt.
I don't want to watch again.
Yeah.
You're not selling this shit with these 3 hours.
I think our listeners want to hear you suffer.
Wing, I would. How about this? For like five of those.
Watch Postman. You're going to make me watch a Postman.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to watch Postman too.
Yeah, but I don't think that was a summer blockbuster, was it?
We already. Watch Battlefield Earth. I think that one.
That did hurt me a little bit.
Would you rather watch Kevin Costner? Would you rather watch Waterworld or The Postman?
Waterworld at least is funny. The Postman is kind of trying to be serious.
It is.
Trying to be that big epic, and it's not working at all.
Yeah, I'm glad you guys cut me off. I just rethought what I was going to offer there. Yep.
All right, good. Let's move into news. One news item from last week that we didn't talk about. Matthew and Ryan Firpo, whose spec script Ruined was at the top of the 2017 blacklist, that is the unproduced movies, the best scripts, have been hired to adapt the Jack Kirby Marvel comic book Eternals, which is kind of some outer space cosmic stuff.
Basically, they saw the DC slate. They were like, New Gods. Wait, we got something by the same guy, which is mostly the same thing, but under Marvel. Oh, we can do this better.
Which, again, like Wing likes to tell us, hiring writers is cheap. It doesn't mean that we'll ever see it. We were supposed to get an Inhumans movie, and instead we got a canceled TV show.
Why do we have to think about that?
Because it's awesome.
Speaking of TV shows and movies, Amazon's Lord of the Rings series will supposedly focus on young Aragorn, the young Aragorn Chronicles. What do you guys think about that?
The Chronicles of Strider, I have no interest whatsoever in that. I thought they would go
I know
like
a few people
back.
That might like it, but...
Yeah, well, people will eat anything Lord of the Ring with a spoon the same way I eat Star Wars with a spoon. This is great for them.
And I am that person, and this is what I want them to do.
I honestly have no care either way. It just depends. If it looks good and it kind of is good, I'll give it some time.
You've got your Sarah Connor Chronicle. Let him add his...
I think this is good. They can set it between The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings. They can play with a lot of the stuff that people will already recognize. And I think it's a good place to kind of put it. Again, you've got the romantic angle with Arwen. You've got the rising threat of the Dark Lord in the East. You've got Rivendell and Gondor and Rohan, all of these places that people will recognize that you can kind of play in. And he was buddy-buddy with Gandalf. So
and he's fucking old as shit, so you got a long
like
timeline.
He's like 80 in the Lord of the Rings or something. So
I hope you get more than the two seasons that Wing compared it to my Sarah Connor Chronicles. So I hope you get more than two seasons,
bro. I like the Sarah Connor Chronicles.
I do, too.
That shit was good.
I gotta watch that again.
That's the best that came out of Terminator 2. After that, everything went downhill. I'm sorry, but that's true.
We should do Rise of the Machines in our August arc, because I like that one, too. Amazon, speaking of, is reviving The Expanse, hopefully, if all goes well.
Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed.
What we know is that Jeff Bezos was apparently mad that they didn't get the first run rights to The Expanse, because evidently he's a big fan of the books. So it kind of makes sense. They already have the streaming rights to The Expanse. So it just makes sense that they would get the rights to...
Apparently he's a fan, too. Like, a big fan.
That's what I just said.
Mm. Netflix pass. No. Netflix was offering the pass.
Yeah. But I think it's a good fit for Amazon. Again, something we talked about last week was that we hoped it would either end up on streaming or a premium network so they could do the sex and the violence and the language the way the books do.
Yeah, I need those to keep going. At least finish my story. Give me another season or two.
Yeah.
Come on, you're a junkie.
I know.
And Jake Gyllenhaal, who was at one time rumored to take over for Tobey Maguire when Tobey was complaining about his back and getting a pay raise, to star in Spider-Man Homecoming sequel as Mysterio.
That's where we are. They don't want to repeat villains for some reason. They're just like working the stories around these new villain all the time. But
I don't know. Spider-Man's got a great rogues gallery. Why not, right?
Yeah, the only villain that they rebooted was the Green Goblin, I think.
And not well.
Let's not talk about it. Let's just leave it at that. But they basically moved from one to another.
So. The Green Goblin? What do you mean?
So,
remember when there was the guy from Chronicle for a second?
In The Amazing Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah,
2,
that's right. Yep, you're right.
Dane DeHaan becomes the Green Goblin and kills Gwen Stacy.
Yep, you're right.
I saw that movie in Texas at the Alamo Draft House, and they serve alcohol in the theater.
Uh-huh.
That helped that movie so much.
What was your poison?
I think it was sangria with our friend Jay's wife, and we were just like, drink like three pitcher. I came out of there. The movie was great.
Yeah. I could see being drunk helping that film. So I think that's cool. I think Mysterio is a good one for...
Vulture
was awesome. And I could see Mysterio, especially as Jake Gyllenhaal, kind of being a mentor to young Peter Parker. Just getting over the loss of Tony Stark. Young Peter Parker is taken in by a charismatic, mysterious figure. I could see Jake Gyllenhaal being that guy.
Yeah, because he's looking for a father figure, blah, 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 whatever. Uh-huh.
Did I just write that fucking movie? Yes, I did.
And if you if you scratch the surface of all this, because everybody's talking about Jake Gyllenhaal right now, Batman is set to reprise his role, Michael Keaton. So he's coming back in more Spider-Man. So we're going to get like maybe a real start of the Sinister Six, because if Marvel's trying to do it, they're actually going to get there.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. I can't wait to see Michael Keaton in there. By the way, if you're graduating, invite Michael Keaton to your dress. It's amazing.
Yes, he will say, "I am Batman," just as Deadpool did. The Happy Time Murders, to transfer into our trailer dump. And I do say dump because if you watched this trailer, I believe your thought would have been, why, God, why have they made this film? Do I really need an R-rated Muppet movie with Melissa McCarthy that consists of... Now, I counted in the trailer... There are at least two jokes where somebody offers a sex act, and then Melissa McCarthy says, "But I'm a woman," and then the Muppet goes, "Eh, so all right then."
I need this. I don't know about you, but
I need this.
I'm crude, no. And this, this
I would
is going to be so wrong.
They just do Avenue Q, the movie, than
do
this.
I don't know what that is.
No Sesame, just Street, man. And I saw that and I thought right away, I was like, why nobody thought of that after Team America? This is brilliant. This is going to be amazing.
Well, probably
Meet the Feebles.
Jim Henson would roll over in his grave.
It's his son. His son wrote the movie.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, so, I'm okay with this. I don't know if it's going to be as great as Wing says, but it's I will not hate on it as much as Lobster. It sounds... I saw the trailers rolling around. I'm like, I'm not going to watch these. It doesn't sound at all fun. And then when I saw it forced to sit down in a theater, I was like, I'm excited for this.
The silly string.
That's actually why.
I'm waiting for a ticket to I rent it. I'll watch it on Netflix. I'm already in line at the theater to get my ticket.
Actually, Op added the trailer the other last week, Sunday, on WA because of the silly string.
No,
I didn't think it was that good, but apparently it struck a chord.
For 50 cents, what a woman! Meh.
Yeah, and that joke is in there twice. The joke is in the trailer twice.
So you know it's in there a dozen times.
Yeah, you know it's in the movie. No, this isn't for me.
This isn't for you.
Although I have to say the Muppets movies weren't for me either. Whether it was the Muppets or was it Muppets Most Wanted?
Yeah.
Was the second one. Those weren't for me either.
I don't do Muppets well either, but Crank Yankers was my thing for a while. So this is like puppets and Crank Yankers and all that.
Did you like Team America and shit like that?
No.
It was all right. It was all right.
Okay, you're not a...
I didn't love it. Again, like if you're going to do the puppets, fine, but do good jokes. Like,
next week we're
just
watching
do good jokes.
Next week we're watching Fritz the Cat. Come on.
What actually are we talking about next week, Beef?
Next time, Legends Podcast, solo special, 2 episodes of Drumroll Please.
I haven't seen Drumroll Please. That's a good idea.
Oh, fire, dick, that was working really well, whoever's doing that. 2 episodes of Firefly, Train Job and Our Mrs. Reynolds.
Are those the 2 that we settled on?
Yes. I think those are awesome. Whoever picked those, it'd probably be Lobster.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Train Job and Our Mrs. Reynolds, it's a great setup for solo, kind of, swashbuckling, suave, heist guy.
Western and space.
Yeah. So.
You got 2 episodes that you think might reflect the plot of the movie, didn't you?
I got 2 episodes that... So... We'll probably talk more about this next week, and we'll probably also have seen Solo.
Okay.
But I think that these 2 episodes are good Firefly episodes. They're not the more emotionally heavy ones that we could have done. They're more fun, sort of
one-offs.
One-off self-contained stories. But... Train Job is kind of like the second pilot for the show, because originally they had shot a pilot and Fox said, no, that's not going to work. Try again. And they did the Train Job to kind of introduce the characters. And then I think Our Mrs. Reynolds is just a great episode and can stand the test of time for any series. And again, I don't know if that's at all what Solo will be like, but if it is, I'm okay with that.
We're just giving everybody an extra week to go see Solo
before we talk about it. We did Deadpool 2 right out of the gate. As I said, I literally just came home from the movie. It's a long weekend, holiday weekend next week, so we wanted to give our audience some time to catch up and ourselves. We'll be at home, as Wing said, eating chicken wings and drinking beer. So.
We'll totally be doing that. This has been episode 374 of Legends Podcast. I'm Beef saying, woohoo, Solo, real soon.
I'm John D saying, I can't wait for more Star Wars. I can't believe 6 months later we're getting another Star Wars. It's crazy times.
Lobster saying, let's get our fuck on.
I'll do that after the cast, okay? After the cast, when you guys are not there.
You'll be eating those wings, or someone will.
I'm gonna watch more Westworld so I can take notes for another cast.
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to leave us feedback, you can find us on Twitter and Facebook at Legends Podcast. For all our contact information, as well as other shows, look to GunnaGeek.com and KrakenCast.com. You can also visit LegendsPodcast.Lipson.com, where you'll find our complete archives. The music heard on this podcast is Danger Storm by Kevin MacLeod and can be found at incomputech.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of each individual host and do not represent Legend Stream Canada, Gunna Geek, or Krakencast. No infringement is intended.